You're listening to SBS News.
In China's far western Xinjiang region, about a million people, mostly from the Muslim Uyghur community, are thought to have been detained without trial. While China's government claims the camps are voluntary educational schools to prevent violent extremism, leaked secret documents issued by a top Chinese Communist Party official in 2017 appear to prove otherwise. Fergus Scheel is the project manager at the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which received the documents from an anonymous source. He says the papers lay out the Chinese government's deliberate strategy to lock up minorities and rewire their thoughts.
It's one of the most remarkable human rights situations of recent times, where something like the population of Adelaide has been held in camps in Xinjiang since 2017.
Mr. Scheel says the documents describe watchtowers, double locked doors, and video surveillance to prevent escapes. And it details an elaborate scoring system which grades detainees on how well they can speak Mandarin and adhere to strict rules on everything from sleeping to using the toilet.
The Chinese government says that they are voluntary re-education camps. What our documents show is that far from being voluntary, they are highly regulated, highly secure, absolutely secret.
The documents also show how China's government is pioneering a new form of social control using data and artificial intelligence. In one surveillance sweep, 23 Australian citizens were identified among 75 people from China's Muslim minorities because of their passports. Australian National University Associate Professor Michael Clark researches history and politics of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. He says the documents reveal the government is tracking Xinjiang residents using a data system called the Integrated Joint Operation Platform.
It's a means of tracking and also flagging particular individuals for follow-up investigations. So it sort of aggregates a whole heap of personal data connected to a particular individual and can be targeted at specific elements of technology or devices that an individual may have.
Nur Muhammad Majid, president of the East Turkestan Australian Association based in Adelaide, says the crisis has torn families apart. He has 5 siblings and 10 cousins who have been detained in camps or arrested.
Everyone in Australia are affected, and more than 50% of the Australian Uyghur nationals or Uyghur residents have their loved one or dear one, immediate family members are taken or are missing.
Mr. Majid is calling on the Australian government to intervene.
What we need a real action to step up, defending the human rights, defending such mass amount of violation committed by a state which claims the superpower or super economic power of the global society today. And we also, not only for the Australian government should lead the action, because Australia is one of the top democratic liberal countries on earth.
Today, the Chinese embassy in the United Kingdom has described the leaked documents as pure fabrication and fake news. SBS News has contacted Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade for comment. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.